Hey, it's Andre Gardner. Here's your Beatles Minute for the week of January 21st. Well, it's kind of rare when the Beatles let one of their songs be used for another use, such as commercials, movies, or charity album. But it's another thing still when the Beatles allow one of their original works to be embellished by a choir and orchestra. But that's exactly what's going to happen on Thursday night, January 31st at St. James Church in London for the Animal Requiem, which was written and produced by Rachel Fuller. And she had an idea to put on a concert for people who have lost beloved pets. And people are invited to show up at the church, bring photos of their pets, pin them on the wall. And then Rachel, with the Philharmonic Concert Orchestra and the Chamber Choir of London, will perform this piece called Animal Requiem, inside of which will be Blackbird, the White Album version, with additional orchestration. Rachel got permission from Paul through her husband, Pete Townsend, who, of course, is an old pal of Paul's and an animal lover. Concert goers will get a CD copy of the performance, and you can pre-order it now at animalrequiem.com. What a cool idea. And Paul McCartney's added another date to his Freshen Up tour. He'll be coming to Vegas, playing at the T-Mobile Arena on June 29th. No word yet on whether a residency awaits Macca. Just the one show is scheduled. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of January 21st. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.